Yes, there's the lifestyle klaxon. And today, well, we're talking about ancestry. And when it comes to your DNA, it seems that you should expect the unexpected. And to talk about this, first of all, an ancestry DNA spokesperson, and that is Brad Argent. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Excellent stuff. Alongside yourself, and it is TV historian, Blackadder legend, Sir Tony Robinson. Good morning, Sir Tony.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How are you?
Very well. I wasn't until I heard that klaxon.
It's either slightly annoying or it will at least wake you up, Tony.
I think the first.
Okay, well, so apologies for that. And alongside yourselves, we've got a case study of this ancestry DNA, and that's Alan Bush. Morning, Alan.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Good, good, good. Brad, let's come to you first of all. Just tell us a little bit about ancestry DNA and what that's actually doing.
Okay, so most of the people out there listening will know a little bit about ancestry, a little bit about family history, and they might have a mindset that is, well, I've got to trudge through all these records, I've got to spend hours and hours doing stuff, writing stuff down, even with modern technology, you know, getting on the internet and you've got to start looking. Well, there's another way, right? There's an easy way to get going, and this is where DNA comes in, right? So you spit in a tube, send it off through the post. 6 to 8 weeks later, you get back a report that tells you, this is what we think your ethnicity is. Now, what is that? That's where we think somewhere between the last, say, now and 2,000 years, this is where your ancestors might have came from. The beauty of that, Darren, is what it does is it gives you a bit of a shock, I have to say, because yeah. You have these expectations about, oh, this, you know, I'm English, or, you know, I'm, if you're like me, I'm Australian. But no, in fact, you're made up of lots of different things. And so it can really trigger an interest in, well, why? Why have I got that? Why am I 39% Irish? You know, why am I, you know, I've got no Jewish ancestry, but my mum says, you know, we're Jewish. Why is that the case? So it can really be a great way, a stepping stone, if you like, into family history proper.
This is amazing. I mean, this is not just a family tree. This is like proper science. This is.
It is. It's a perfect marriage of history and science, you know, and that's why I love it, because they're two passions of mine and they've come together. And who would have thought it all starts by spitting in a tube?
Alan, what did they find out about yourself?
Well, interestingly, that 48% South Asian, 1% okay. Caucasus, 1% Melanesian.
Wow.
42% West European. 4% Irish, 3% Scandinavian, and 1% Great Britain. Does that answer the question?
That is a bit of a mixed bag, let's be fair.
It's the South Asian bit that really got
yes,
me excited,
it is.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah. And from the age of 14, I thought I was half South African.
Right.
That was a story related to me by my grandmother, who I thought was my mother at the time, after there'd been a murder in her screen in Surrey, where we lived.
Okay.
The police were questioning all the males. I said that I'd been with my sister in Kenley in Surrey over the weekend. My mother piped up and said, no, he was with his mother in Kenley. And I said, no, I was with my sister, Barbara.
Good Lord.
Anyway, after the police had gone, my grandmother explained to me that my sister, Barbara, was in fact my mother. And asked who my father was, and apparently it wasn't Derek who she was married to, it was this white South African guy. Anyway, in 1995, after my mother died, we found at the bottom of a box of photos a letter addressed from a Captain Mohammed Aslam, Cranich Camp in Thetford, Norfolk, addressed to my mother.
Right.
Dated November 1944. And that started me thinking that that letter's there for a reason. And then I had the opportunity to have my DNA tested fairly recently, and which seems to be pretty conclusive as regards my ancestry.
So the white South African was shot out of the water and it was actually
yeah,
this guy.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. So, Tony, have you gone through this yourself? Have you done this DNA test?
Yeah, I have. And interestingly, I've hardly got any British in me at all.
No!
Well, I haven't got very much British as far as what you might call Celtish British, you know, the guys who were here before the Romans came. What I have got is 67% West European, Belgian, French, German, and 5% Scandinavian, which leads me to believe that I must be a Viking.
is that belief or is that hope?
Well, in a sense it's silly because there was never a place called Viking town or Vikingdom. Viking was a lifestyle, like being a biker or a hippie or a mod or something like that. If they were just a bunch of people all over that part of Europe who were being moved off the land because of the kind of movement of peoples that's happening at the moment, and got very aggressive and vicious and went overseas and got other people's land. So in a way, what you're seeing in me is the profile of a typical Londoner, because the Vikings got down as far as London. All that Belgian, French, German, or all those countless waves of people who came to London over the years. I've got 21% Irish, same thing, a little bit of Scandinavian. So, yeah, you know, I might not have two big horns sticking out of my helmet, but I've probably got one tiny one.
It really is fascinating, this. Yeah, I mean, I've actually not ever spoken to my family to find out, you know, where the family is.
So you've never spoken to your family?
Well, on occasions, I try not to. But to find out where we actually originate from, I don't know about you.
I do fancy having a go at this. I think this would be good. Brad, if people want to actually have a go at this Ancestry, is it just go to ancestry.co.uk and all the links are there?
Yeah, you could do that. You can go to dna.ancestry.co.uk and, like, right now, I think the kits are £74 plus shipping, which, you know...
Well, it's, you think it's a Christmas present, isn't it? That's a good one. I like this.
It is the ideal Christmas present, right? Because not only do you get to give them the kit, you also get to watch them spit in a tube. And, you know, that's wonderful Christmas entertainment.
And you'll find something like 194,000 cousins that you never knew existed.
Think of all those Christmas presents you've been missing out on for all those years. So, Tony, when I said that you were coming on to the show this morning, I had countless different questions that I had to ask you about. One of the ones from Cy, a friend of the show, he wanted to know why you're not on Twitter. He thinks you're an amazing guy. He'd love to be following you on Twitter.
Oh, because it would just be another thing I'd have to do. I'd wake up every morning and know, oh, God, I've got to look at my Twitter account. I've got to do my Twitter stuff. And I've got to wipe off all those references that I'm not interested in at all. It's a nightmare to me. I if there's anything I don't want to do in the world, it's do social media. The Daily Mail is always in my face about anything that they find out I do. Why should I possibly want to give them more information?
That's fair enough, I think. That's fair enough. Another countless people, actually, Tony, asking, is there any hope of any more Blackadder?
There was a big story about 5 or 6 weeks ago saying that was the case. It's a load of old twaddle. Richard Curtis has got this fantasy that sometime we might do one about very old people at a university. Whether anyone would want to watch that, I've no idea. And I think it'll be about poverty and about when people are having to pay off ex-wives. So, you know, if all our relationships crash and burn, then I think you're likely to see another Blackadder series.
What would Baldrick's DNA ancestry be like?
He'd have one chromosome. And it would be shaped like a popular vegetable.
If people want to have a log on to this Ancestry DNA, Brad, just to run through those websites again that people can do.
Look, the simplest thing is just go to dna.ancestry.co.uk and all your questions will be answered.
Alan Bush, Brad Argent and Sir Tony Robinson, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks very much.